Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Tuesday edition here, the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I always appreciate you guys giving me a download, listening to the content that we're producing for you here on the podcast, and today will be no different as we are going to hit up this Tuesday night slate, which is interesting because typically Tuesday slates are Tuesday slates are usually kind of weak, to be honest with you, but today, Tuesday's actually better than Wednesday, and we've got some value, we've got super studs out there, and of course the big trade last night of Blake Griffin and Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, the Detroit versus Clippers trade, and both those teams happen to be playing tonight, and I think that's always interesting because it's going to open up things for us today. So a lot to examine, and we're going to get to it and hopefully help you build some better lineups here on this Tuesday. Big thanks, of course, going out to Fantasy Draft. If you haven't headed on over there, make sure you do. 7:30 start tonight over on Fantasy Draft. I like that. So therefore, you can get FanDuel and DraftKings done, then head on over to Fantasy Draft and check them out. And good product as always. Again, lots of flexibility. I think on a night like tonight, that's going to be very useful. The more games you have, the more fun it is to kind of build teams. And remember, if you haven't tried their head-to-head lineup blocker, that's something that's very useful to therefore get some differential in terms of your opponents. They've set that up so you can actually block like 14 people or something like that. Maybe not that many. Maybe it's like 8, but it's significant. And then you can set, which I think is great, the parameters of how many people can pick up your head-to-head games. So they offer that at Fantasy Draft. Players first, their mentality. And remember, if you haven't made an account over there, do it through our links here on Roto Grinders. And then as you play PGA over there, you're going to be entered into this drawing to go to the Masters with our friends at the Tour Junkies. But you got to go through our links and be a referral from Roto Grinders. And if you already did that, you're good to go. But you need to do that. And of course, just play in their contests. And every time you play, you're going to get more entries. So be on the lookout for that. Big thanks to Fantasy Draft, Road to Augusta, that is called. And golf, daily fantasy golf, tons of fun. Tons of fun. All right, but we got NBA to get on tonight. So let's jump into it. In terms of kind of the storylines, what we need to know here today. A couple of things here. We'll start with Washington. John Wall is kind of doubtful for tonight. We'll see if he plays. Satoransky ended up drawing the start, but I think it was like Tim Frazier who had like 14 dimes last game. And FanDuel was like, oh, you get 14 dimes, then we jack your price up to like 5,500. I don't think I'm playing him there, but definitely something to consider and know that a lot of usage will be shifted around if John Wall doesn't play in this game against Oklahoma City. Brooklyn Nets going to be without Rondae Hollis-Jefferson and Caris LeVert. They are going to be gone for the Nets tonight. We'll see about the Kings, kind of up in the air. All these guys were randomly out last game. They get the Pelicans here today. And, not a game that I'm overly interested in, but anytime you got Anthony Davis with no Boogie Cousins, I'm interested. Detroit, again, just traded for Blake Griffin. Griffin is not going to play today. Nobody involved in that trade is going to play today. So that's going to open up, a lot more usage and minutes over there for Detroit because you're going to be without Tobias Harris, who's one of their better kind of scorers with the ball. Avery Bradley's kind of been meh all season long anyway, but definitely going to open up opportunity there for the Detroit side of things. Houston, keep your eye on Chris Paul. He is questionable for tonight against the Orlando Magic. Really good spot for them. The Rockets play super fast. Like, hardly ever do you have a higher implied total than their season average, but we do today at 118. against Orlando. So still a pace-up game for the Rockets. And Orlando, you know, really, really bad team on defense. Houston comes in 13-point favorites against the Rockets. Nugs and Spurs, again, just kind of got to wait that out in terms of what we're going to have on the injury front there with the Spurs today. Warriors, Jazz, nothing to note there. Portland and the Clippers, again, Clips. There's a chance Danilo Gallinari could be back playing today. If he does, I'd be surprised if he plays more than maybe like 20 minutes just because he hasn't been, you know, around at all. So definitely a guy who's kind of got to get back into playing shape, I would think. So we'll keep our eye on that situation for the Clippers. So that's kind of the short Reader's Digest breakdown of the injury situation for tonight. And we're going to break it down position by position. So let's get to it. Again, we're going to be using FanDuel positionals as we talk about each position. And by the way, Kevin Love now power forward eligible on FanDuel. Good move by those guys. Finally got that straight. All right, over at point guard, obviously you've got Russell Westbrook on the slate. And, you know, today's a day where we've got LeBron James. We've got Russell Westbrook. We've got Anthony Davis. Really loaded up with, you know, superstars. And playing Russell Westbrook is always a pretty smart move. There's no question about it. But I don't think it's a must play today. It's kind of probably going to go around positional scarcity right now, but the guy's gone for over 60 fantasy points, and let's count it up, four of his last five games, and 37 real life, 31 real life, 46 real life, and we know this guy fills up all the categories. So he gets a date on the road with Washington. Should be one of the higher total games that we have on the slate at, what, 218 and a half right now. So no problem fitting him in. I just think the question is, you're going to have to decide which one you want to go to. Is it him? Is it LeBron? Didn't even talk about like Durant or Curry. Curry's been playing really, really well lately, but tough matchup versus Utah. So yeah, it's just a matter of whether you want to force him in. And if you've been doing that the last four games, you've probably been making a lot of money. So yeah, he's going to be in your player pool. He should be. See, a lock and load for cash games. Not sure we necessarily have to do that. Chris Paul tonight, probably avoiding this situation with him entirely versus Orlando, because I don't trust that they're going to give him a full kind of complement of minutes. Last game, we kind of saw him be held to 27, and, you know, yeah, they, I think, had a pretty comfortable lead versus Phoenix, but that was also a really good spot, good matchup for the point guard position, and I think they really want to, like, save him a little bit, save his legs for later in the season. So especially in a spot here against Orlando where they're like 14-point favorites, I don't think they need to push it. You know, I think they'd rather save him for the more competitive games and kind of get him prepped up for the playoffs more than a home tilt versus Orlando. So obviously Orlando pretty pitiful, you know, versus the point guard position, coming in 30th in DVP. But I just have a tough time playing him unless – something would come out and be like, he's going to play his normal 33 minutes today. But they never say that. And I don't know if I'd even believe them if they did. So pretty much off of him. You know, Steph Curry versus Utah, he's fine. I was looking at his history versus this team. It's pretty good. But at, you know, 10K over there on FanDuel, 10.5 on DraftKings, 19.3 on Fantasy Draft, I think it's just a little bit too slow of a pace for me to want to go there. You look at them, they are down almost 4 points off of their implied total this season. And yeah, it's just like, you know, he's been the guy to, you know, lately, but it could be Durant tonight. Could Klay Thompson get going a little bit? I just don't see me going there today at the point guard spot. So I'm going to kind of pass on him for, you know, other options. All right, let's get to the guys that I am maybe looking at here today. You know, Ish Smith, this is a tough one. I love the matchup here versus Cleveland, who is pretty dreadful defensively. But they just played against this team last game. And he played 27 minutes, which is all right for the price tag. 19 fantasy points really isn't going to cut it. But I do think he is a guy who can get more shots than what we saw there. I mean, if you look at the game logs here, he had 9-8 and then had a 17-11-11-12-14 stretch of shot attempts per game. You take Tobias Harris out of the mix, I think Ish Smith's a guy who can you know, pick up his production. Salary 6K on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings, fantasy draft at 10-4. He's not unplayable here today by any standard. Wish he was just a little bit cheaper over there on FanDuel, but a guy that I've got my eye on. De'Aaron Fox, really liked the fact that this guy got over 30 minutes last game, 33 against the San Antonio Spurs, and didn't disappoint at 35 fantasy points, and now gets Rajon Rondo today, which I think is a really plus matchup for him. And, you know, career high last game, finally got aggressive scoring that basketball with 26 real-life points in that game. And I don't think he's going to necessarily do that again, but that was a road game against the Spurs. New Orleans, you know, much worse defensive team there. So the price, you know, didn't really go up on fantasy draft at all. Went up a little bit on DraftKings, and, you know, 300 on FanDuel is not that much. So definitely a guy that I'm looking at as well. Now, lots of guys in this middle tier that I think we can, you know, consider playing here today. Kyle Lowry gets Minnesota and Jeff Teague defense. Assuming Teague is back in there playing again today, he should be. I think that I'm fine rolling some Kyle Lowry here. Last game versus the Lakers, really couldn't get it going too bad. 5 for 12 shooting the basketball, only 14 real-life points. But kind of salvaged his day with 11 rebounds. The assist numbers were kind of low that day, but this is a good competitive game here versus Minnesota. I expect a nice bounce back from Lowry here against this defense. Ricky Rubio against Golden State. I think some people are going to look to Rubio here again. Did a little search of his previous games against Golden State. And obviously this is a huge tempo up game for Utah, but he hasn't played that well in these games. So I don't think he is a must play. I mean, the last two games, or let's put it this way, four of the last five games, he's giving you about 6x off of this 5K salary that he's got on DraftKings and on FanDuel. So that's going to make him intriguing. But I don't know that he's, you know, gets that much of a boost just based on the historical run of this matchup. And I think he's okay play today. I think he's probably going to garner kind of high ownership based on the game log watchers. But I'm not sure that I'm going to necessarily lock and load him in cash. Should he be in your player pool today? I don't see why not, but is he a cash game play? I think that's a little bit risky for him, but he's been certainly hitting his value threshold here lately. We'll see what happens with Minnesota. I don't think it's an impossibility that maybe Jeff Teague sits today. This is a third and four night situation and a back-to-back for Minnesota. So, you know, Teague, you know, he kind of came out of that game against Brooklyn. Not great. Shot 1 for 12 today. Didn't give you that 10 assists, which is nice. And typically, he's going to shoot better than 1 for 12, and he would give you that kind of assist production. He's going to get you into the 40s more times than not. I'm just a little bit nervous about the minute allocation here in this game, considering the stretch on the schedule right now. So that's the concern with Jeff Teague at this moment. Satoransky, he's all right in terms of a value option, 4,500 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings. His minutes went up about 9 from the previous game and got you 26 fantasy points over there on DraftKings. You know, he's okay. I think 7,100 on fantasy draft is an interesting salary. But Oklahoma City, you know, one of the tougher teams in the league versus the point guard position, number 5 in DVP total. So, I think that's going to probably scare me away from too much exposure to Satoransky over there at the point guard position. I think Elfrid Payton against Houston's kind of interesting today at 7K, 6,400. Again, this is a guy that, you know, can give you 40 or he can give you in the teens. I like this pace setup for him, and I'm into Elfrid Payton, 6,400 on DraftKings. Very intriguing. 13.9 on fantasy draft, 7K on FanDuel. Little less interested, but not like unplayable in those two games either. I mean, just this last go round against Indiana, only took 8 shot attempts, was at 14, 16, 17 the three games prior to that. And I think he can get back to that level here today in a game which should have some up and down nature to it. So definitely Elfrid Payton, a name that I'm looking to play. Damian Lillard versus the Clippers. He's been playing great lately. Not like into the 50s, but really efficient in terms of his shooting. 9 for 18, 9 for 17, 10 for 18. You know, he's not having crazy volume here, and I think the blowout risk could be part of the problem, but in this game versus the Clippers. But I love that 15-6 number on fantasy draft for sure. That looks like a really, really good price on him. FanDuel, DraftKings, will I play him in tournaments? Yes. I'm not sure he is a cash game guy today. And that's probably where I'm, you know, let's talk about Deontay Murray here a little bit. He's been really good lately. And I think, you know, he's starting now over Tony Parker. And, you know, he's really doing a lot. Like, these numbers are really interesting because it's a point guard here. 14 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. 10 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. 11 points, 4 boards, 7 assists. 19 points, 10 boards, 3 assists. And then even like 6, 7, and 4, 10, 7, and 1. Like, this guy's rebounding is off the charts right now. And gets a matchup here with Denver, who is just horrendous against the point guard position. And coming off a really demoralizing loss last night. I mean, Malone is such an idiot. How do you not call a timeout at the end of that game when you have the ball with 5 seconds left, rather than try and dribble down the court and heave up like a 35-footer? Like, it's just terrible. Like, again, just gets back to how do these guys get these coaching jobs when they make such obvious terrible decisions? Terrible decision. Like, there is zero excuse for that, and yet this guy has, what, one of like 30 jobs that, you know, are supposed to be the elite of the elite. Yeah, I just don't know how that happens. But I think Murray's absolutely in play on DraftKings at $5,900. I don't hate that $6,300 salary for him on FanDuel. We've got him projected at 27. I think we can boost that up to like 30 fantasy points today as kind of, you know, again, projections. You can not always necessarily predictions on what they're going to do to a T. But I feel like, you know, this one is, you know, he's higher than we've got him projected right now. I think it's kind of like where I don't want to say set their floor, but I think is a reasonable expectation for them. And I think he could even exceed that today. So I like Murray a good bit tonight. You know, Isaiah Thomas, I was kind of excited on him against Detroit the other night. Played 27 minutes, scored 14 real-life points, had 7 dimes, but didn't end up playing that fourth quarter, if I remember correctly. And we will see about this situation with him, because I think that was more of just the way that, you know, that fourth quarter was rolling. They were just playing real well, and they didn't seem to find the need to put Thomas back in there. But we also have Dwayne Wade returning to the lineup today. I think he's intriguing as a tournament one-off, because I don't think it's impossible for him to get, say, 35 fantasy points tonight. Like, he's scored, again, 20 real-life fantasy points against Oklahoma City and against Orlando. And, again, you know, took 12 shot attempts, didn't get to the free throw line quite as much, and didn't play that fourth quarter. I think he goes maybe over 30 minutes here today. And I don't hate him on DraftKings as a tournament play. I can't obviously play him in cash, but I think he plays more minutes today than we saw in that previous game. So there you go. A lot of point guards there to talk about. Let's get over to the shooting guard position, where we definitely have some nice value here. And I think some of it could be determined on whether Chris Paul plays. And if he does, Eric Gordon's going to be a really tough fade here at 5,400 on FanDuel, 63 DraftKings, 13.7 on fantasy drafts, probably the right number for him. But we've seen him excel when Paul was out previously. Basically, you move Harden to that point guard position, and then, you know, he gets a whole bunch of shots as well. And I think Gordon is, on FanDuel in particular, a must play if we're without Chris Paul in this game against Orlando. Lou Williams, again, just going to fire up like 20-some-odd shots again today with no Blake Griffin there. That's what he does. Don't worry that he doesn't start. He's going to play 35-plus minutes, and he is, what, I mean, pretty high floor here. 38, 70, 33, 30, 70 his last 5 games. Those were with Blake Griffin. You take those, what, 22 points off the board. That's just more scoring that's going to fall probably on Lou Williams' shoulders. Portland, he's fine. So I'm very interested in him today as, you know, a possible pay-up at this position. James Harden, yeah, he's good too. You know, I didn't even talk about him, about all the studs that we have available on this slate. He's probably as good as any of them. 12-1 on FanDuel, 11-2 on DraftKings, 21K on Fantasy Draft. They really jack up those superstars over there. But, I mean, he should eat versus Orlando today. It's just whether or not you think he's going to get a solid four quarters of action. Can Orlando keep it competitive? And, you know, Aaron Gordon is kind of a questionable tag as well for us tonight. If he would sit, that'd certainly kind of take me a little bit off of James Harden, at least drop my exposure to him a little bit. Sorry, one point guard I didn't talk about was Spencer Dinwiddie. I better talk about him on FanDuel at 5,500. Again, no RHJ, no Caris LeVert, and, you know, we've got D'Angelo Russell back, but he's looked bad and has limited minutes. Dinwiddie's price is really cheap on FanDuel, 5,500. I'm not touching him on DraftKings at 65, but this is a good enough matchup for him to maybe get right. If he, you know, gets those attempts up, 13, 12, 13, 14, 16, he went for 34, 25, 33, 20, 30. The last few games, 8, 6, and 9 aren't going to cut it, but he's just going to have heavy usage with those guys out. I think, you know, you could actually make a case for him to be a cash game play on FanDuel, where on Fantasy Draft at 12-1, DraftKings at 65, that's probably more of a pass for me at those salaries. But FanDuel in particular, I got to point him out. Tyrone Wallace, he's going to have a high point per dollar projection for us today, 4,400 over on FanDuel, coming off one of his better games of the year, 35 fantasy points, 19 real life points in 32 minutes against New Orleans. And same price pretty much on FanDuel and DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, he is at 8,800. And another guy who should get an uptick in shots and with Blake Griffin out. So, again, lots of kind of value at this position. So it's going to make it maybe more difficult to pay up for a James Harden here. All right, Donovan Mitchell, you know, I feel like he's a guy more than Rubio who can take advantage of this pace. And, you know, the previous game against Golden State this season, he ended up taking 17 shots, had a 35 fantasy point day. You know, it doesn't really cut it on FanDuel, 7,300. I think you want more. 69 on DraftKings, I think, is more of the spot. Admittedly, he's going to have a tough defender in Klay Thompson on him. But if this is going to be a competitive game, he's probably the one that's going to make it so, because he is really the offense. You know, we've got Rodney Hood out as well. So I'd expect Mitchell to shoot the ball, you know, upwards of, you know, 19, you know, probably more like 22 times here. And, you know, in these games where he shoots over 20, let's say we've had 30, 32, we had a 33, we had a 42, 32, 35. Again, these are all games over 20 shot attempts, and a 50. I just think that the tempo of this game is going to lead him to shoot over 20 times. And more times than not, his floor is incredibly high with, we saw, a really nice ceiling there. So I like Donovan Mitchell here today, especially on DraftKings. You know, we actually got a higher total in this Minnesota-Toronto game than we do the Golden State-Utah game. And Andrew Wiggins has still been getting it done the last few games. Again, back-to-back, third and four is a little bit concerning to me. Probably not going to, you know, hit the lock button on one of these guys. But even the last few games with Butler back, you know, we've had Wiggins been getting it done, 34 fantasy points against Atlanta and Brooklyn. A little tougher defense here against Toronto. Probably brings him down just a little bit. Fair price on Fantasy Draft at 11.9. Never feel good about rostering him, but he's been played so many minutes. You wonder if that could catch up with him potentially here tonight. Drew Holiday at 8,500, I think, is too expensive for me. Yes, he's going to take over a lot of scoring with Boogie out, and we saw that in that last game, 48 fantasy points against the Clippers. But he was at 7,500 that day. Now he's up to 83 on DraftKings. 77 on FanDuel is up to 85. On Fantasy Draft, not quite as much. That might be the spot you really want to play him. Went from 14.5 to 15.2. And I'm looking at that game You know, the big outlier, though, was, you know, blocks. And if you're playing on FanDuel, for example, that's 9 extra points that he had on blocks with 3 blocks that day. Also, kind of an outlier on rebounds. He had 9 rebounds. That looked like a season high for him in rebounds. Now, obviously, there's a chance that he's going to get more when you take away Boogie Cousins, who averages, like, what, 13, 14 a game, whatever it is. But 9 is an outlier. So I'm not looking at that 50 fantasy point game and being like, we're getting that again against a slow-paced team here in Sacramento. So I'm off of Drew Holiday here tonight at shooting guard. Tim Hardaway Jr. against Brooklyn, I think he's intriguing in tournaments. Nobody's going to play him. I don't think they're going to play him because the price is not like a freebie. Like when he gets in that 5K range, you love firing him up. 64, he's all right. I mean, gave you 38 against Phoenix the other day on FanDuel. And it's just really consistent. Like, you know what you're going to get from him on a shooting side of things if he gets hot and goes crazy. I mean, he went for 36 fantasy points last game, went 1 for 5 from three-point range. So previous game gave you 23 fantasy points, went 1 for 6. So if he gets hot from out there and, you know, can usually is pretty good for 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple steals or blocks, not a bad option for you. Definitely a guy who can give you a big tournament-winning performance at low ownership today. Bradley Beal without John Wall today against Oklahoma City. It's fine. You know, they played just a couple of days ago, and he went ham with 72 fantasy points. I don't think that's going to happen again. I'm pretty sure that Oklahoma City is going to, you know, adjust their defense. But here's the problem. They're out without Andre Roberson, and they're just not a good defensive team with him at all. Like, they are a pretty good defensive team when he's in there, and they are like one of the worst in the league when he's not, and now he's done for the year. So there's a chance Beal could get up those shots again, but I think Oklahoma City, you know, gave up 41 to Beal last time out. Maybe they put Paul George on him and say, okay, you know, lock him down here today, and let's make Otto Porter or Satoransky or Gortat or Markieff Morris beat us. So he's fine today, 7,900 on FanDuel. Saving you 500 off of the DraftKings salary, 16-6 on fantasy draft, pretty rich for my blood. He was 13-4 in that game on fantasy draft 2 games ago, so he got juiced up a little bit too much over there. All right, don't need to talk about everybody, but there's so many plays for us today to consider. But I think, you know, Will Barton, another guy, I mean, it is the Spurs on a back-to-back, not a great spot, but so cheap on DraftKings at 54. You know, coming off that 40 fantasy point performance last night, but I hate playing guys, especially on back-to-backs where they play like massive amount of minutes. He played 43 minutes last night, 38, 39. Those are his last 3 games. He's logging a ton of minutes, but got it done in rebounding assists yesterday, 7 and 7 to go along with 19 points. Just based on the salary, I'm okay with it. But I'm a little bit concerned coming off the back-to-back how much run he is going to get there today. If you want a sleeper, Klay Thompson as well. Let me see how Klay has done real quick here. Yeah, let's see. Who do I want to – 1 second. I want to see how he has done against Utah because he's really cheap on FanDuel. Sorry, doing this on the fly here. Okay, and bang, let's see what we got. Klay Thompson the last few years, last year went for a 35 FanDuel performance, a 10, a 25, and a 17. All right, ignore that. Don't play Klay Thompson. He's cheap, but it's probably not the spot to play Klay Thompson. I was hoping I would catch lightning in a bottle there, and it didn't happen. So let's keep going. Small forward up for us next. And, you know, Reggie Bullock probably going to move into that starting lineup if he isn't there already. I know he's kind of been in and out. He and Stanley Johnson are the guys who are probably going to get a little bit more run. And, you know, with Tobias Harris now on the shelf, he's 47 on DraftKings, 3,800 on FanDuel. Went for 29 last game versus Cleveland, 30 the game before that against OKC. And another guy who, you know, he's only scored 14 real-life points, but 5 and 4, you know, 16 real life points, 6 and 4. So he's getting that run against a bad defensive team like Cleveland. He's going to be kind of chalked today, I think, at 3,800 over on FanDuel. I like him better than Wesley Johnson, who, again, another guy who gets a little bit of a usage bump with Blake Griffin out, but he's just not a good player. So I don't find myself playing him very much at all. And if Gallinari would come back, that would be a complete and utter fade there. Jingles, Joe Ingles versus Golden State here today, 4,500 on FanDuel. DraftKings, he's at 47. Again, I think he's a guy that I can look at a little bit more because, you know, with Rodney Hood out, Ingles, again, a little bit more shooting responsibility will probably fall on his shoulders, but limited upside. Like, he's not like a GPP winning guy. There's somebody else I'd rather play, but I think the floor is pretty high in this matchup. So price per dollar, he's kind of popping a little bit. Otto Porter, I actually do like at 6,800 today, 64 on DraftKings. Probably makes him cash game playable over there, and 12-7 on fantasy draft, he, especially if Wall is out. He's a guy who always gets a little bit of an uptick in performance, and last game versus Oklahoma City wasn't great, but Wall did play that day. The next game against Atlanta gave you 30 fantasy points, so definitely an upside guy. Like, you know that Otto Porter has those like 45 fantasy point games that randomly sprout out of nowhere, and that could happen again tonight. LeBron James, yeah, I'd say LeBron James is pretty good play. 11-3 on DraftKings, 11-4 on FanDuel, 21-5 on Fantasy Draft. He's a stud. I mean, if you can fit him in, play him. So, yeah, that's all I can really say about him. Paul George versus Jimmy Butler today, 8,400 for George, 9K for Jimmy Butler. I'm going to give the edge to Paul George here, 8,200 on DraftKings. Been really aggressive lately, you know, free throw wise, 11, 12, then went 4 and had 11. So he's had 11 or more in 3 of the last 4 games. And that's kind of aggressiveness or free points. And he's really, in those 3 games, he's had 41, 40, and 51. Now, the one game where he didn't was Washington, but it's not like he had a bad game by any standard. 33 fantasy points, not going to win you a tournament, but not going to kill your cash games. So I like him. I think he's going to, you know, continue what he's been doing. Probably could see a few more minutes as well with Roberson out there on the defensive side of the ball, but probably not much more. He's been at 37 or more in 4 consecutive games. So, yeah, give me some Paul George tonight. Back on the train. You know, I didn't talk much about Nick Stauskas at shooting guard. He actually played a bunch of minutes the other day, but with D'Angelo Russell playing, I'm not confident I can go there or Joe Harris. I think some people will talk these guys up. They might play 25 minutes or something today, but I think they were both over 30 last game versus the Knicks. They're cheap, but that's probably not the punt that I necessarily want to go to today. And small forward looking at it, I think Bullock's going to just be so chalky today because, you know, some of these other guys have major question marks on them. You know, Justin Jackson played great the other day. Maybe if he draws the start and we have similar guys injured, you know, he got 29 minutes, gave you 23 fantasy points at 3,500 on DraftKings, 3,600 on FanDuel. But you'd need all those things in place again for him to be, I think, in play for us. Let's see, anybody else that's, I'm trying to see if there's anybody else that's exciting me today at the small forward spot. Not really. I mean, Jonathan Simmons feels cheap on FanDuel at 47, DraftKings at 49, but he has just been dreadful lately. I mean, if there's a spot for it to maybe turn, this is it. But, you know, last time they played Houston, he played, what, 15 minutes and scored like 8 fantasy points. So probably going to stick to maybe LeBron, Paul George as kind of my pay-ups here. And don't hate on Kevin Durant. I mean, he's a guy who can get it. He's cheaper on DraftKings at 9,800. I mean, we saw 2 games ago against Minnesota, he went for 72. So a pretty high floor on him. Last game versus Boston, 37 against a tough defensive team, but 72, 48, 46, 41, 58, 43, 46. At 9,800, like, that is a super safe floor with a monster ceiling. So on DraftKings in particular, if you're kind of nervous of paying that 12K price tag for somebody, Durant's probably as cheap as you're going to see over there on DraftKings. All right, power forward today, and again, there's a lot of plays at this position, and drink every time I say again on this podcast. You'd be wasted at this point in time. But Montrezl Harrell going to get extra run today with no Blake Griffin. We've seen this happen before, and the salary's just too cheap. I mean, he is the guy that if you want to play the game theory angle and say I want to fade the chalk who is unproven, this is the guy who's going to be chalk at 4,100. But and the reason why I don't actually hate that move, it's not because I don't think he's a good play. Like, if I'm playing cash games, I'm probably putting him in there. But I feel like there's so many other guys at this position who can put together some nice point-per-dollar performances for us. And don't, you know, when that situation plays out, I'm excited about that. Because even if he is hits value, okay, not exceeds value, but hits value for you, if you've got somebody else who is 3% owned, who's more expensive, but, you know, just crushes value 3 or 4x, then, you know, that is, you know, going to really give you a benefit in these large field tournaments. So, again, on let's see, Power Forward, 4,100 on FanDuel, DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, 7,900. He's just going to be chalk. So, I think there's a case to be made on going underweight in GPPs just based on all the other options we have. And I think Kevin Love here at this position is interesting. There's a couple interesting guys who I think will be low-owned. Love, looking at the track record here versus Detroit, going back through 2016, he's had a double-double in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 consecutive games. And I think there's like this price on FanDuel at 7K is super interesting. Now, he's kind of an outcast on this team, per se, and his minutes have definitely kind of been monitored here lately. He's not going consistently over 30, but I think that price tag's just too cheap for him based on the upside that he presents. So let me see what his salary is over on DraftKings today. 72 over there, 14K on Fantasy Draft. FanDuel, I think you can get him at mega low ownership because everybody's going to be on Harrell. And everybody's going to be on Anthony Tolliver, too, who's 3,800 on FanDuel, 45 on DraftKings. I mean, Tolliver, I feel like last game was a complete outlier. 20 real-life points is not something that I think we can come to expect from him very often. 12 shot attempts, and I realize, like, he played 39 minutes that day. Could he play that many again? This is the same matchup? Yes. But maybe they play the same defensive mentality they had, which was, okay, Anthony Tolliver beat us. And you know what? That didn't work because Cleveland pretty much waxed them at the end. But I'm not ready to buy Anthony Tolliver in my cash games yet. On FanDuel, you know, I'm simply going to Montrezl Harrell if I'm choosing between the two. He's clearly the one that I would rather have. Playing both, I think, is awfully risky with all the great options we have at this position. Markieff Morris, healthy and over 30 fantasy points in 3 of his last 4, 5,500 on both FanDuel, DraftKings, 10-9 on Fantasy Draft. Gave you 35, 20, and 9 against this team just a couple of games ago. Absolutely a guy who is in play for us tonight. Anthony Davis should smash against this Sacramento team. DraftKings, a little bit cheaper at 11-4. 12-5 on FanDuel is a monster number. And a bit cheaper on Fantasy Draft than LeBron and Harden and Westbrook at just 20K instead of that 21K number. Porzingis. Now, this is an interesting one. Last 2 years versus Brooklyn, he's gone 26-9, 13-2, 30-9, 19-10, 4-5. So he's been really good against this team over the last 5-6 games. In fact, he's been, over 40 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4. FanDuel has not really dropped his salary based on his kind of, I don't say role reduction, but minute reduction that we've seen with him, because he's still 8,800. He was, you know, actually 8,700 last game against Phoenix in Denver, and actually juiced him up a little bit to 8,800. DraftKings, on the other hand, he's down to 81. And looking at his salary, that's like, you know, he's had a couple of games where he's down at like the $7,800 level. But typically this guy is in the mid eights, even into the nines at times. And maybe they are trying to like protect his minutes here a little bit. But I don't know if that's going to necessarily continue here in this matchup, especially versus Brooklyn. I like him today in GPPs a lot on DraftKings at 8,100. We've got him projected at 38. I think he's got absolutely the ability to get into the mid-40s today in this matchup versus Brooklyn. 215 total there. So there's a nice DK play for you. Let's see what he is on our fantasy draft real quick. 16.7 his salary there. So lots of flexibility to make that work. All right, so let's continue on down. Draymond, probably not against Utah. Trey Lyles on the back-to-back. He's cheap. Had a real nice game yesterday at 59. Gave you 34 fantasy points, but just doesn't have the upside, I think, to win you a tournament at that salary. So maybe on DK at 51, 59 on FanDuel, especially with all the other options that we have at this position, I'd be a little bit surprised to see him make too many of my lineups. And then lastly, Ryan Anderson. He is going against Orlando today. Two of the last three games in that he's played against Orlando, he's given you 29 and 28 fantasy points. Scored 19 real-life points, 17 real-life points. Did kind of have a dog game mixed in where he went for 27 minutes, 6, 4, 2, and 1. But two out of three, he's been in the mid to upper 20s. And if we're without Chris Paul today, could be a few more shots. Trevor Ariza is out, could be a few more shots. He is down in the bargain basement price of $3,800 on FanDuel, $4,300 on DraftKings. And the minutes have not dropped off that much. 25, did go 13 against New Orleans, 25, 29, 30. It's just a matter of whether or not he gets going from that three-point line. And with Ariza out, he's a guy who could pick up some of that slack. So I think, can he get you into the mid-20s? I don't think it's an impossibility here. And if he does that, he's going to crush value at 3,800. So, no, it kind of makes you sick to your stomach to consider him, but give it some consideration if you're rolling stars and scrubs today. All right, before we get to the center position, it's time to tell you about my friends over at Blue Apron. They're the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. I've been talking about them a lot, and I certainly hope you guys give them a look here because making your own food, it's kind of a gratifying experience, especially when you see the stuff that you make. You know, things like strip steak with spicy maple collard greens. Like, you're not going to make that without the help of Blue Apron. Spicy chicken and stir-fried vegetables with jasmine rice. Soy-glazed Korean rice cakes. Broccoli, soft-boiled eggs. No, it's not going to happen. So the guys at Blue Apron, they set this up for you where it's so easy, the food comes right to you, and they give you step-by-step instructions so even like the most amateur of cooks can figure it out and build awesome meals for you. They take anywhere from like 30 to 45 minutes. And again, all the food is fresh, pre-portioned. You're not running to the grocery store. Delivers it right to your house. What I love about it too, so much flexibility here. They've got 12 new recipes each week. Customers can pick 2, 3, or 4. And basically, if you don't want it for a week, if you're going out of town, or if you're like, I've got too much stuff going on with the family, we're not going to have time to do it, then guess what? You can put it on hiatus for a week. It's not something that they force you to do week in and week out. And they've got different meal plans. They got a two-person plan, which is great if it's just you and your wife or girlfriend. A family plan as well that serves 4 people. So check them out if you haven't done so. It's delicious. And it's easy to put together, and it's high quality, which I absolutely love as well. So Blue Apron, they're giving listeners to my podcast here $30 off your first order. So what I need you to do is visit blueapron.com/fantasyfix. That's blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Check out this week's menu. Get $30 off your blueapron.com order at blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Support the sponsors. Get some free food and enjoy, you know, eating awesome at your nightly. I think you'll enjoy it. So check that out if you haven't done so already. All right, final position for us. Let's get to the center spot. And this is a tough position for me today. Like, not a lot to love here. Andre Drummond and DeAndre Jordan, you know, these two guys are going to be playing with, you know, less people around them. The benches are going to be thin. And Drummond against Cleveland, he's been good, not great. 15-12, 16-10, 15-17. So been around, what, 35, 36, 38 fantasy points per game for him. And, you know, they actually just played last night and, you know, gave you, what, 41 fantasy points last game against Cleveland. That's good, but it's not killing value here at 10-5 on FanDuel, 9,300 on DraftKings. I'd rather take a shot on him on DraftKings, but I'm not in love with it here. DeAndre Jordan, on the other hand, 6,800 on DraftKings. I feel like he's just a lock to get you a double-double here versus Portland, and you know, had a nice 40 spot against New Orleans last game, and I am fine with rolling DeAndre Jordan, assuming he plays. You never know, trade deadline time of year, maybe they sit him. I doubt it, but really good price on him on DraftKings. FanDuel, it's tough. Like, what do we really want to do at this position? You know, Yusuf Nurkic, man, he's way too cheap at 6K, 5,800 on DraftKings and 11-3 on Fantasy Draft, but dude has just not been playing minutes. 17-20 in the last two games against Dallas and Minnesota. Was actually super efficient in that last game. Scored 26 fantasy points, scored 12 real-life points in just 17 minutes. Ed Davis has been playing better. I mean, really? I don't know. I think it can rebound for him here. I think he's probably too risky to roll in cash games today. I'm probably just going to suck it up and play, you know, somebody like DeAndre Jordan, who I think is just going to get his pile of minutes here today. But in GPPs, for a cheap price tag, he's a guy I think we can look to a little bit. Tristan Thompson, still cheap on FanDuel at 4K, 46 on DraftKings. I'm not super interested in. But again, we saw against Detroit last time out, Thompson only 14 FanDuel points, and he was mega chalky that day. So Thompson, a guy on FanDuel, could make some sense. But again, this position is tough. Enes Kanter against Brooklyn, kind of interested in him today at 6,800 on FanDuel, 66 on DraftKings. He's been 30 fantasy points or more in 6 consecutive games, and I'm counting 29.75 as 30, so that's close enough for me. You take that at 6,600. Definitely, you know, pretty high floor that we have on him. The ceiling against Brooklyn, he's always got a ceiling to get into the 40s, but the minutes are usually capped, so that makes it difficult. Karl-Anthony Towns, Nikola Jokic, like, I like these guys, but I don't know if I want to pay up at this spot if I don't have to. But it kind of comes back to the fact that it's a tough position, so maybe that's not the worst move. Clint Capella, 7K on DraftKings, a little bit more on FanDuel, is a name that we can, you know, throw out there. Last game against Orlando, went for 34 fantasy points, so at 7K, pretty reasonable salary for him tonight. And, you know, Bismack Biyombo, somehow he's losing minutes to Kem Birch, which is interesting because he was actually pretty good there for a while. But last game against Houston, didn't play very many minutes, only 17 that day. The price has dropped on him down to 5,500, but where he was 7,500 literally like three games ago. I don't think we can quite go there right now, but could be a sneaky GPP play if he gets in the flow, because we know he can certainly, you know, put up some solid numbers, especially on the defensive side of the board. Same with Valanciunas here against Minnesota. 56, 59 minutes, tough to predict. It's how efficient he is with them on a given day. Last time he played Minnesota, it was not good. He played 11 minutes and gave you 4 fantasy points, but followed that up with a 47, 61, and 26. So double-digit rebounds here in 3 consecutive. If you took out that Minnesota game, it would be 5 consecutive, so basically 5 out of his last 6 games, he's been at double-digit boards. If he does that again, hard to see him not make value at that 5,600, but again, how likely we get him to give us like a tournament-winning performance like we got versus Utah, I don't think it's horribly likely today. There you go. That's going to cover, I think, most of the bases today on this Tuesday slate. Thank you so much for listening. You can hear more of me on SiriusXM. I take you right up until roster lock, me and Beer Makers Fan. Do want to remind you to check out our big game bundle in the Daily Marketplace if you're looking to play the Super Bowl contest. And me and Killa B are going to be doing a video for that. That's going to drop on Wednesday, but we already got a bunch of content there, including our lineup builders, which includes IDP, everything you need to be playing over on FanDuel and DraftKings for these Super Bowl contests, which lots of money up for grabs. Good luck in those. And as always, thanks for being a part of the community here at Roto Grinders. I'll talk to you again on Wednesday for the fix. And until then, good luck. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.